We are glad to see all those who are here tonight. After tonight, there is but one night, and we hope that you will get in. Well, of course, you have come to get in tonight. These great lesson messages being brought by Brother Pounds. And those who are here, you join in with me in saying that we don't want to miss any of these lessons. We are especially glad for those who are visitors, those who are not members of the Church of Christ. You are, in fact, our honored guests. We are glad to have you, in fact. Your presence here is an encouragement to us. What we ask of you is that you listen carefully and learn. And then as Jesus Christ speaks to you through his messenger and the message tonight, that you put yourself in a frame of mind to respond to Jesus Christ. Christ wants no man or woman to be lost. Brother Pounds has been doing just a tremendous job. And for those who might be here for the first time, he's coming to us from the state of Florida, the city of New Haven. He has been preaching God's word for about 20 years, and he has been a child of God from he was 12 years old. We are glad to have him, and again, we are glad to have every one of you. Brother Pounds.
Thank you, Brother Mitchell. What a joy it is tonight to be able to come together for the express purpose of hearing, is there a word from the Lord? I appreciate so much the kindness that have been extended to me since I've been here. And I truly want to just thank everyone and everything that has been done, the encouraging words, everything that has taken place. I do appreciate you to the utmost. Tonight, as we investigate God's word, I want you to be mindful that the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27, the Bible says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die. But then the Bible says, but after this. That means something is coming after this. That this life is not, that's all. Something is coming when this life is over. Paul says, and the Hebrew writer says, and that after this, the judgment. And so we're trying our best to prepare you for the judgment. Everybody is going to have to stand before God. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10 that we must all give an account, my friend, before the judgment seat of Christ. And so therefore, that's what this lesson is all about tonight, is preparing us for eternity. My friend, if your life, if your existence stopped at death, then there'll be no need to come to church. There'll be no need to serve God. But because the Hebrew writer reminds us, there is an after this. Come with me tonight to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to be looking at verse number 9. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 9 and verse number 10. Watch what, listen carefully to what the Bible says.
Having made known unto us the mystery of
having made known unto us the mystery. All right, the Bible says God made known unto us the mystery. Now, that word mystery doesn't mean mysterious. For the purpose that can't be figured out, the word mystery is that which God kept back till God was ready to reveal. God had a mystery. There was something in God's mind. That's what I want to talk about tonight. What was in God's mind? And what Paul does through the revelation of Jesus Christ, Paul is going to reveal to us tonight what was in God's mind. And I want you to see this lesson tonight. Because if we can understand this lesson tonight, you will understand God never had in mind for anybody to be a member of a denomination. If you would understand this lesson tonight, you would understand that God had a plan by which he would save everybody, and he would do it the same way.
Amen.
Now, listen again. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 9. Paul says,
having made known unto us
the mystery of God's will.
According to his good pleasure.
Watch this now. According to God's good pleasure.
Which he hath purposed in himself.
Now, God had a purpose.
Right.
Now, purpose deals with the divine intent. God had intentions in regards to what it was that he would do. God, number one, God had purpose. And I want to talk about that. God had purpose. I come on to read.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time.
What does all that mean? That means when God got ready, God won't do anything until God gets ready. You can't rush God. God moves on his own time. Mama said he might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And so the Bible said, now watch this now. According to his good pleasure, the Bible said that he purposed.
In himself.
God had a purpose. Kept it to himself. Come on, read, sir.
That in the dispensation
of the fullness of time,
he might gather together.
Watch this now. God is going to gather together. I want you to see this tonight. Not only did God have purpose, but God had a plan. I want you to see this tonight. God had one purpose. God had just one plan. What's the plan? Watch the book now. Go to read.
He might gather together in one.
God had a plan to get all of us together in one. In one where?
All things in Christ.
In Jesus Christ. I want to talk about the mind of God tonight. And I want to look at God's purpose tonight. And we're going to look at then God's plan. And then we're going to look at God's place. And I want you to see this. God has one purpose, one plan, and one place. Now, we got to understand this, that man cannot save himself. I said, we can't save ourselves. That's why the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse number 23, Jeremiah said, "Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. That is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." Man cannot save himself. And you got to understand, that's why Isaiah said in Isaiah 55, verse number 8 and verse number 9, Isaiah said that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, are our thoughts from his thoughts and his ways from our ways. And so therefore tonight, what man must do, man must listen to what God has said.
Amen.
Now, if you're going to go to heaven, you got to understand, we have to do what God told us to do. Now, we're going to look at this. God has a purpose. God has an intent. Now, you got to be mindful of this, that in order for us to know God's will, God had to reveal it to us. God would have to show us his will. Because if God did not show us his will, we would not know his will. And that's why Christianity is a revealed religion. I know that's right. Come here, Paul. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." God has revealed this to us. Get from Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse Number one, Christianity is a revealed religion. The Bible said, Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 1, listen to the Bible.
For this cause,
I Paul,
the prisoner of Jesus Christ,
for you Gentiles,
if ye have heard
of the dispensation of the grace of God,
which is given me
to you,
how that by revelation,
he revealed this. How that by revelation
he made known
unto me the mystery, which I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. I stop by tonight to tell you, Christianity is revealed. And God has revealed his will to us. Well, what is God's purpose? You need to understand this tonight. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. Then I'm going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and verse number 4. What is God's will? Listen to the Bible. 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9.
The Lord is not
the Bible
slack.
Said the Lord is not slack
concerning his promise.
As some men count slackness.
But God is long-suffering
to usward.
Not willing that
watch this now. His purpose is his will. What is God's will? What is God's purpose? He's not willing
that any should perish.
But that all should come to repentance. God doesn't want anybody to be lost. Well, but man will be lost if he does not obey what God has said. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and verse number 4. Watch what the Bible says.
For this is good.
And acceptable.
In the sight of God
our Savior.
Who will have all men. To be saved.
God wants all men to be saved.
And to come.
To the knowledge of the truth. But you can't be saved unless you come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why Jesus said in John 8 in verse number 32, Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Drop down to John 8 verse number 36, and the Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Get from me the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel chapter 33. And verse number 11. Ezekiel chapter 33. And verse number 11. Watch what the Bible says. Ezekiel 33 and 11. Listen to the Bible.
Say unto them. As I live, saith the Lord God. I have no pleasure.
God says, I have no pleasure.
In the death of the wicked.
I have no pleasure. In the death of the wicked. Now, you got to understand this. I'll deal with this in the Lord's will tomorrow night. When the Bible says wicked, it's not just talking about the murderer. It's not talking about just those individuals who we think about, the adulterers and the child abusers. It's not wicked. There's two classes of folk when you read the Bible. Either you're wicked or you're righteous. It's based on your relationship with God.
Amen.
If your relationship is right, then you're called righteous. If your relationship is not there, you are called wicked.
Right.
You got to be mindful of that. Sometimes we read the Bible, we think that wicked is just talking about all those individuals who do heinous acts. But anybody who does not have a relationship with God, the Bible says they're wicked. That's why the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 12 that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, but his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And so therefore we got to make sure we have the right relationship with God. So what is God's purpose, God's will? He wants everybody to be saved.
Amen.
I said, God wants everybody. His purpose is, God wants you saved.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
God wants you saved tonight. And in order to save, back in Ephesians 1, the Bible said God has a plan. Now, in order to save us, God has a plan. Now, God has a plan to save man.
Yeah.
You got to be mindful that God has a plan to save us. Because you can't save yourself. And so therefore God has a plan.
Yeah.
And the Bible said God has a plan to get all of us, to get all of us together. Now this plan has to include every man. It cannot be a plan just for one group of people. There's a group called the Black Israel of God. I understand they made their way to Jamaica. And they're in the United States as well. The problem is, they think that there's only one group that's going to be saved. Well, I stopped by to tell you, anytime you hear something like that, it didn't come from God. Because God wants everybody to be saved. Ooh, I don't have time. But I wish I had time to deal with this. The Bible said, let's just go to Luke chapter 24. And Luke chapter 24, and meet me around verse number 14. Luke chapter 24, and verse number 44. I said, this plan has to include all men, because he wants all to be saved. Watch what the Bible said. Go and read.
And he said unto them.
These are the words. Which
I spake unto you.
While
I was yet with you.
That
all things must be fulfilled.
Watch this. That all things must be fulfilled.
Which were written in the law of
which
Moses.
Which was written in the law of Moses.
And in the prophets. And in the Psalms.
Concerning me. Come on.
So opened he their understanding. That they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them. Thus it is written.
Behold Christ to suffer.
To rise from the dead.
The third day.
And that repentance. And remission of sin. Should be preached
to all nations.
Among all nations.
Not just a few people. God wants everybody saved.
Amen.
The gospel is for everybody. And I know that's right. And that's why Jesus, when he rose from the dead in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16, he said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The gospel was for everybody, not just a few people, but it's for everybody. Doesn't matter who you are, the gospel is for you tonight. God's power to save us is in the gospel. And so therefore God has a plan. What is God's plan? God has a plan by which he will call us. Because remember now, the Bible said that we all might be one. He wants us to be one. And so what does he do? You got to be mindful of this. Therefore we have the gospel. What's the purpose of the gospel? The gospel calls us. I know that's right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse number 14, that I'm going to need. 1 Peter chapter 2, and verse number 9, that I'm going to need. Romans chapter 8, and verse number 28. And after that, I think of something else. All right, let's watch what the Bible says. First of all, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and verse number 14. Watch what the Bible says.
Whereunto he called you.
He called you.
By our gospel.
You see, God is calling us to oneness tonight. God wants us to be one. I'll get to that in just a moment. All right, the Bible said, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9, he calls us.
But ye are a chosen generation.
But ye are a chosen generation.
A royal priesthood.
And
holy nation.
You are a holy nation.
A peculiar people.
That
he should show forth.
Come on and read.
Praises of him who hath called you
out of darkness into his marvelous light. God calls by the gospel. Mm-hmm. It is by the gospel God calls us. And I want you to understand this tonight. If you're not a Christian tonight, God is calling you. He's calling you by the gospel. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28. Watch what the Bible said. Romans 8 and verse number 28, the Bible says.
And we know that all things work together.
All things work Doesn't matter what you're going through. All things work. The good things in life, the bad things, all things, they work. You got to be mindful, church. We don't mind when things are good. But you got to learn to praise God even when things are not going well. Because God is good all the time. I said all the time. God is a good God. Because see, God doesn't see the way we see. You see, you and I, we live in time. But God lives in eternity. And my friend, you got to be mindful. God sees things differently than you and I see them. We are going through a rough time right now. But God recognizes, He sees, my friend, the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. That's how awesome God is. And because sometimes God sees something down the road. And He has to get us strengthened today. And in order to strengthen us, you got to go through some stuff. Sometimes you got to shed tears sometimes. But God got to get you ready for the battles down the road. God is a mighty, He's a mighty good God. I say He's a good God, and that's why we thank Him. We thank God. Even we don't know what's going on, Lord, we still thank You. I don't know what's going on, but what thing I do, I know You do. Yeah, I know God does. That's why I don't stay up at night worrying about anything. Yeah, I used to roll all night long. Now I roll twice. At night I roll into bed. In the morning I roll out of bed. Ain't no need for me to stay up. God is a God who neither slumbers nor sleep. Why am I staying up and God got it? I said, God already got it. I might as well just go. Oh, I wish I had almost ran the ABC here. But I said, God got it. A, He's an antiseptic for my aches. B, He's a balm for my bruises. C, He's a cure-all for my calamities. D, He delivers from my dilemmas. E, He erases all of my errors. F, He forgives all of my faults. Give me grace for my grief. H, healing for my hurts. I, He identifies with my infirmities. J, give me joy over people's jealousy. K, give me knowledge when I'm knocked down. L, He leads me when I'm lost. M, give me mercy for my mess. M, give me mercy for my mistakes. M, give me mercy for my mishaps. N, He's near when I need Him. O, online when I'm overwhelmed. P, my partner in a peril. Q, my quiet in a quarrel. R, He my redeemer when I return. S, He my Savior when I'm sinking. T, He my teacher when I'm in trouble. U, understanding when I'm undecided. V, He my voice when I'm vocal. W, He my wall when I'm weary. X, He my x-ray when I examine. Y, He my yardstick when I'm yearning. Z, He my zeal when I'm zealous. God got it. I stopped by tonight to tell you God got it. Don't worry about anything. Go ahead and go to sleep. God got it. Alright, I know where I am. I know where I am. I said, God calls us. That's why I left it. God calls us. Romans 8 and verse number 28, the Bible said, all things work
together
for good for them
that love God.
That love God.
To them who are
the called.
According to His purpose.
Bible said, who are called according to God's purpose. You got to be called according to His purpose. You see, His purpose is that all will be saved. Now, the Bible said in Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 6. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 6. Watch what the Bible said. Galatians 1 and verse number 6. Paul said, I marvel
that you are so soon removed
from him that called you
into the grace of Christ
unto another gospel
which the Bible says is not another.
In other words, you reject this one, it's not another. No need to look for anything else. It's not another. You got men today coming up with various ways trying to get to heaven. Men will tell you all types of things in the field of religion. But I stopped by to tell you the Bible said there is not another. And this is nothing new. Man coming up with alternative religions, trying to serve God in various ways. Get from me Jeremiah 19. Jeremiah chapter 19 and verse number 5. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 19 and verse Number five, watch what the Bible says.
They have built also the high places.
God says they have built also the high places
of Baal.
Of Baal.
To burn their sons.
Burn their sons.
With fire for burnt offerings.
Come on and read.
Unto Baal.
Unto Baal.
Which I commanded not.
God says, I commanded them not.
Nor speak it.
Nor did I speak that.
Neither came it into my mind.
God says, man is doing stuff that never entered my mind. God said, it was never in my mind for man to do what they are doing, but they are doing it in the field of religion. You got people today, and we talked about that on the last night, women preachers was never in God's mind. Never in God's mind. But New Testament Christianity, to worship on a Saturday, it was never in God's mind. Yeah, the church of your choice, that was never in God's mind. Never in the mind of God. Jesus didn't die for a choice. He died for the church. We got to be mindful. We are, people are doing stuff religiously that never enter the mind of God. What is God's plan? The gospel plan is to call us together. That's why Jesus, again, he says in Mark 16, 15, 16, go into all the world. Preach the gospel. That's the plan. Preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the gospel to all mankind. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Because it is in baptism we become one. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 26. In Galatians chapter 3, verse number 26, Paul said, for you all, the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Come on and read.
For as many of you.
Watch this out. For as many of you.
As have been baptized.
Now, don't miss this now. See, some folks read this and they miss it. He said, for ye are all present tense. At this present time, you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And now folks, stop reading right there. But you can't stop there. Because he's going to tell you what they did in their past to help them to be who they are in the present. For you are all the children of God presently by faith in Christ Jesus. For
as many
of you
as have been baptized.
Based on what you did in your past, helps you to become who you are in your present. He says, go ahead and read that again, sir.
For as many of you
as have been baptized
into Christ
have put on Christ. Come on and read, sir.
There is neither Jew
nor Greek.
There is neither bond
nor free.
There is neither male
nor female.
For ye are all one.
You are all one
in Christ Jesus.
You are all one in Christ. What is the plan? The plan is to make us one. Now, when I say make us one, we understand, my friend, because some people get the bad case of misunderstanding. They say, since we all one, if a man can preach, a woman can too.
All right, now.
No, that's just like when a husband and wife get married, they become one.
All right, now.
Even though they are one, they still have different roles.
All right,
the roles are not the same. When a man marry a woman, he got to understand his role is different than that of the wife. The man must be the priest. Number one, he's the priest of the home. Number two, he's the protector. He's the provider. He's the progenitor of that home. A man must understand what his role is. And that's why I don't have time. We looked at that on last night. 1 Timothy 2, beginning at verse 11 and following. It says, a woman shall be saved in childbearing. She shall be saved if she stay in her role.
Amen.
She got to understand what her role is.
Amen.
And so therefore, the Bible help us to understand this oneness. This is our position. We are all positioned the same. We are one in Jesus Christ. And you got to understand this, my friend. Jesus prayed that we might be one.
Yeah.
Now, I said that was a prayer of Jesus. Get from me St. John chapter 17. St. John chapter 17. And we're going to start at verse number 11. John chapter 17 and verse number 11. Watch what the Bible says.
And no, I am no more in the world.
Watch this now. Jesus says, I am now no more. I am no more in the world. Come on, read.
But these are in the world.
But these are in the world.
And I come to thee.
I come to thee.
Holy Father.
Holy Father.
Keep through thine own name.
Come on, read.
Those whom thou hast given me.
Uh-huh.
That they may be one as we are.
They may be one. Drop down to verse number 20. One.
Neither.
Neither.
Pray I for these alone.
Watch, don't miss this now. He says alone. The word alone means all one. They were all one. I'm not praying for these who are all one. Come on, read, sir.
But for them also.
But for them also.
Which shall believe on me.
Which shall believe on me.
Through their words.
Through their words.
That they all may be one.
Watch what he said. They all. Not just some of them. Mm-hmm. But all of them.
May be one. Amen.
Come on and read.
As thou Father.
Thou Father.
Art in me.
In me.
And I in thee.
I in thee.
That they also.
That they also.
May be one.
May be one.
In us.
In us. Come on, read.
That the world may believe.
That the world may believe.
That thou hast sent
that
me.
That thou hast sent me.
And the glory which thou gavest me.
Come on, read.
I have given them.
I gave it them.
That they may be one.
May be one.
Even as we are one.
One. Go on, read.
I in them.
I in them.
And thou in me.
Thou in me.
That they may be made perfect.
Come on and read.
In one.
In the Bible. Listen, there's too much one here, y'all. I said there's too much one here. It's just two. Seven. And that word shows total completeness.
Amen.
He wanted to be completely one.
That's right.
We ought to be completely joined together in the same mind. Philippians 3:16, and in the same judgment. He wants us one. So therefore, the plan was to make all of us one. And we looked at this the other day. My friend, if I had time, I would tell you again. I would go over this again. A, he was not talking about the Assemblies of God. B, the Baptists. C, the Catholics. D, Disciples of Christ. E, Episcopalians. F, First Assembly. G, Church of God in Christ. H, Holiness. I, Independent Baptist. J, Jehovah Witness. K, Kingdom Living. L, Methodist. M, L, Lutherans. M, Methodist. N, New Birth. O, Open Fellowship. P, Pentecostals. Q, Quakers. R, Reformers. F, Seventh-day Adventists. T, Theological Society, U, Unitarian, V, Victory Outreach, W, Watchtower Society. I told you skip over X. No, the nominations start with X, Y, YMCA, Z, and the Zealous. And since no denomination start with X, X every one of them out, because none of them are the one that we need to be in Jesus' prayer. And we got to be mindful. He want all of us to be together. So where does all of this stuff come from? It was not in God's mind. Denominationalism was not in the mind of God. Now, how are you going to be saved and you won't do what God told you to do? You got some folks say, well, you know, my mama was in this religion, my daddy was, listen, and my grandma, all that's fine. But I say, you got to be mindful of this. God is going to judge you. You can't make it to heaven based on what mom and daddy did. And I would rather be in the church that Jesus died for as opposed to a church that grandmama died in. You got to make up your mind tonight that I'm going to follow Jesus Christ. Well, I don't have time. So Jesus said one. Jesus, he says one. He says, well, I got to hurry. Got to hurry. Jesus says one. Well, since Jesus said one, and Jesus helped us understand what he said, the Father said it as well, I want to know what the Holy Spirit has to say about this business. And let's look at the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, what did the Holy Spirit say in regards to us being one? All right? Let me put my seven back up here again. All right? Because Jesus, I mentioned seven times about oneness. I want to know what the Holy Spirit has to say. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And let's look at verse. We'll start at verse number 1. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 1. I want you to watch what the Bible says.
I therefore,
the prisoner of Paul's in the prison of the Lord,
I beseech you that you walk worthy
of the vocation
wherewith you are.
I told you, called. You ought to walk worthy of the vocation we've been called. And God had a plan to call us. All right, vocation wherewith you've been called. Come on,
with
sir.
With all lowliness. And meekness. With long suffering.
Forbearing one another in love.
Endeavoring to keep the unity.
Not to make the unity, but to keep the unity.
Of the Spirit.
The unity is already there. Yeah. When God gave us the plan, He was unified on the plan. Yeah. We don't have to try, my friend, to make unity. Yeah. Our job is to keep the unity.
Okay.
Because unity was here when God gave us the word.
Okay.
All right? The Bible says, endeavoring therefore to keep the unity
of the Spirit.
Come on.
In the bond of peace. There is one body.
Don't miss this now. Watch all is one. One body. And I'm going to get to that. That's only one place.
And one Spirit.
Watch this now. One
Spirit.
I'm coming back there. One Spirit.
I'm going to show you this now.
There's only one purpose. Come on and read.
Even as you are called in one hope.
Watch this. One hope.
Of your calling.
There's only one prayer. Come on and read.
One Lord.
What? One Lord.
One faith.
He only has one people. There's one faith.
One baptism.
There's only one practice. Come on, read.
One God.
Watch this now. No, one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I'm going to show you this. Only one preaching. And then the Bible says there's only one God.
And Father.
Only one has a plan. I want to look at this tonight. I don't want to hold you too long tonight. But I want to look at this tonight. When he talks about the idea of all this oneness. Jesus had seven ones. Holy Spirit had seven ones. And what's the purpose? To make us one. Now, you can't miss this tonight, because what he's trying to do is to make all of us the same. There should not be any divisions in religion. We ought to all be the same. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 10 that there be no divisions among you. That you be perfectly joined together. Same mind, same, and the same judgment. Now, the Bible says, I get to this, because the Bible says there's only one body. And we looked at that last night. The body is the church. The body is the church. So, he only has, that means there's only one place of unity. And that's why you understand denominationalism is a sin. But because it tries to provide another place. When the Bible said there's only one place. If there's only one body, there's only one church. Therefore, there's only one place. And then we see where the Bible says that there's only one Spirit. What's the purpose of the Spirit? To get us into one place. 1 Corinthians 12 again and verse number 13. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 13. The job of the Spirit is to get us into the one place. Watch the Bible. Go ahead and read.
For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body.
What's the purpose of the Spirit? We are taught through the Word of God, the words of the Spirit, and it tells us that baptism will put us in the place. Yeah, my friend, without my friend, the Word of God, we wouldn't know where to be. But because of God's Word, it tells us there's only one place. And then there's only one hope. Which helps us understand there's only one prayer. And that there's only one prayer that we have. That one hope is our one prayer. Titus chapter 1 and verse number 2. The Bible says, in hope of eternal life, in which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Our hope is a confident expectation. Our hope is the fact of recognizing if we do what God says, that God will save us. Amen. Don't have time. Romans 8:24. We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why doth he yet hope for. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience. We wait for it. And so the Bible tells us, listen, there's only one prayer of hope. And then the Bible tells us there's only one Lord. Only one Lord. And I wish, don't have time, my friend. But listen, this one hope allows us one prayer. And that's our prayer. Our prayer is that we might be saved. And I don't have time. I hopefully I'll deal with this later. But my friend, listen, no need for a sinner to pray. You don't have a prayer in the world if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ. No need to pray. You got some folks trying to pray. But no need to pray if you're not a child of God. Ooh, I wasn't going to deal with this tonight, but y'all looking like y'all interested. I said, no need for a sinner to pray. Because the Bible said in John chapter 9 and verse number 31, the Bible said, for we know, don't miss this now, we know that a God heareth not sinners. But if a man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Now you got to understand this. The Bible says, for we know. Well, just quick, hermeneutics. Grandma say Herman who? Hermeneutics, that's the science of how we interpret the Bible. In layman's terms, you got to know, number one, you got to know who's talking. Number two, you got to know who is he talking to. Number three, you got to know what are they talking about. And then number four, you got to understand under what dispensation are they talking under. Well, when we pick up this text in John chapter 9, there was a young man who was born blind. And he was born blind, and the disciples ran across the young man, and they asked Jesus the question. They said, we want to know who's sin, this boy or his parents, that he was born blind. Because they thought that if bad things happened to you, that God was punishing you. But we got to understand, bad things happen to everybody. Job said in Job 14:1, that man that is born of woman. What are you saying, Job? Job said, if you got a mama, man that's born of woman, if you got a mama, you only got a few days, and your few days are full of trouble. And so Jesus had to help them understand, no, neither this man sin nor his parents, but this might be done, that God might go to work and be glorified. Then Jesus, I said Dr. Jesus, who never went to medical school, Jesus, Dr. Jesus, never took a class in ophthalmology, Jesus, Dr. Jesus, he just spit on the ground. Stirred up the spittle, put it on the boy's eyes, then told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the boy that was born blind came back seeing. And when he came back seeing, y'all know the story. The Bible said that the Pharisees, they found out what had transpired and they began to question what was happening, and eventually found his parents, and they questioned his parents in regards to what had transpired. And the parents said, yes, this is our son. He was born blind. And you know, they kept bothering the parents, but the Bible said they didn't want to get kicked out of the synagogue. And so the parents said, that boy is of age. You go talk to him yourself. And when they went to talk to the boy that was born blind, they made a grave mistake, because they called Jesus a sinner. And that young man said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I know, I once was blind, but now I see. And that young man said, for we Jews, there's something that we know. What do we know? We know that God, he is not sinners. But if a man be a worshiper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Now, the question becomes, how did the Jews know that God wouldn't hear a sinner? How did the Jews know? He said, for we know. Because you got to understand, they had the Old Testament. They had the Torah. And the Old Testament told them that God will not hear a sinner. Let's go, brothers. Let's go. Go to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 29. Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 29. Another brother, get from me. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 9. Another brother, get from me. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and verse number 2. Another brother, get from me. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 15. Then I'm going to cross over back to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 12. That's all right. You can't write that fast. I got it. It's downloaded in my mind. All right. First of all, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 29. Listen to what the Bible says.
The Lord is far
from the wicked. Remember, wicked, those who do not have a relationship with Him. The Bible says the Lord is far from the wicked. Come on.
But He heareth the prayer.
But God hears the prayer
of the righteous.
God hears the... You see, no need to pray. The Bible says the Lord is far. He's far from the wicked. But God will hear the prayers of those who are righteous. Proverbs 28 and verse number 9. Proverbs 28 and verse number 9. Listen to the Bible.
He that turneth away
his ear
from hearing
hearing God's law,
even his prayer shall be an abomination.
See, God says, for you try to pray to me without obeying me, God said it's an abomination. No need for you to try to pray to God. God looks at it as an abomination. You praying to me, looking to me, trying to get me to help you, but yet you won't come to me. God said that's an abomination. No need to pray. No need to pray. And then the Bible says in Isaiah 59, verse 1 and verse number 2, the Bible says,
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorter that it cannot save.
That God can't save you tonight.
Neither His ear.
His ear is not heavy
that it cannot hear.
That God can't hear you tonight.
But your iniquities.
But your iniquity
have separated
between you
and your God.
And your God
and your sins.
And your sins
have hid
God's face from you.
That He will not hear.
You see, the Bible said God will. That's a choice. It didn't say God could not hear. The Bible said God will not. That's a choice. God makes a choice not to hear you if you don't belong to Him. I don't have time, but just jot that down. Isaiah 1, verse 15 and following. When God told them, He said, you need to be washed. You need to be washed. He said, if you want me to hear you, you need to be washed. You need to be washed. When will God hear? When will God hear? First, you gotta get in a right relationship. As we talked about already, 1 Peter 3:12, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And so therefore, my friend, no need to pray. And another thing. There's not one thing a sinner can pray for that God has not already provided in the Word. What are you going to pray for? Think about that. If you don't belong to the Lord, what are you praying for? Whatever you're praying for is already provided in the Word. Well, Brother Powell, maybe they're praying to be saved. You don't have to pray to be saved. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You don't have to pray to be saved. Maybe they're praying for grace. You don't have to pray for grace. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 11, the Bible said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we ought to live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. Brother Powell, maybe they need to pray for mercy. You don't need to pray for mercy. Isaiah 55 and verse number 7, he said, if the sinner will forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thought, then I will have abundantly pardon and I will have mercy. Brother Powell, maybe they praying for strength. You don't need to pray for strength. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 13, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Maybe you need to pray for some power. All of us need power. You don't need to pray for power. Romans 1 verse 16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Maybe you need to pray for the Holy Ghost. No, you don't need to pray for the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2 verse number 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. My friend, maybe say, well, Brother Powell, maybe I need to pray for God to love me. You don't need to pray for God to love you. God already loves you. John chapter 3, verse number 16, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So therefore, my friend, listen, there's nothing for a sinner to pray for in the first place. Rather than trying to pray, what you need to do is obey. You need to obey. I got to hurry tonight. I got to hurry tonight. There's only one prayer. And then he's Lord of over only one people. We looked at that on last night. He's about being the king. He's only over one people. The Bible said the Lord, he's the head of the church. Those who are in the church are his people. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, the Bible tells us that Christ is son over his own house. Whose house are we? And so therefore, my friend, we are the people of God. And then the Bible said there's only one faith. There's only one practice. Listen, my friend, that takes care of the fact. Some people say you can have your faith. I can have my faith. The Bible said there's only one faith. We'll all be practicing the same thing. And then the Bible says there's only one baptism. There's just one baptism. I wish I had time to deal with that. Just one baptism. You're too late for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're too early for fire baptism. But you're right on time for water baptism. And those who preach today, preaching and baptism go together. We looked at that last night. That Bible talks about the Acts chapter 8 and verse 5 when Philip went down to see the Samaritan preach Christ. We get down to verse number 12. The Bible says he talked about, my friend, the kingdom, the name, and he talked about baptism. When we look at the Ethiopian eunuch, the Bible says Philip preached unto him Jesus. But when he went on his way, he came to a certain water. He said, see, here is water. What's stopping me from being baptized? Because you cannot preach without preaching baptism. And then, my friend, the Bible says only one God. And only one God has one plan. And that one plan is to save man. And so, therefore, my friend, look at what we have tonight. God, what was in God's mind, God's purpose, he wants everybody saved. His plan is to call us into oneness. He wants everybody to be together. But then, my friend, the Bible said he has a place. Because back in Ephesians chapter 1, we started this lesson off. Ephesians chapter 1. And let's read that again. We just start verse number 9 and 10. Just to get the whole context here quickly before we dismiss tonight. And give somebody an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. The Bible says Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and verse number 10. Watch what the Bible says. Having made known unto us.
The mystery of his will.
The mystery of God's will.
According to his good pleasure.
According to God's good pleasure.
Which he hath purposed in himself.
Which God purposed in himself.
That in the dispensation.
That in the dispensation.
Of the fullness.
Of the fullness of time.
He might gather
he
together.
He might gather together.
In one.
In one.
All things.
All things.
In Christ.
What's the place? He wants us in Christ. That's where the Lord wants you to be tonight. The Lord wants you in Christ. You and I, my friend, must be in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 11. 1 Peter 5 and verse number 11. Watch what the Bible says.
To him be glory.
Watch this now. 1 John 5:11. That's what I said. 1 John 5 and verse 11. Yes. To him
be glory.
Uh-huh.
And dominion forever. And ever. Amen.
1 John chapter 5. And the other 1 John chapter 5. And verse number 11. Alright. 1 John 5 and verse number 11. Listen to the Bible.
And this is the record.
That's what I'm looking for. That's why you got to study. So when you hear stuff, you know whether or not it's what you're looking for. And the Bible says, and this is the record.
That God has given to us.
That God has given to us.
Eternal life.
Watch this now. God has given eternal life. He made it possible for man. God has given us eternal life.
And this life.
And this eternal life is in his Son. Come on, read, son.
He that hath the Son.
If you got the Son,
hath life.
You got life.
And he that hath not the Son.
If you don't have Jesus,
hath not life.
You don't have eternal. See how easy this is? You got to be in Christ. In Christ is eternal life. If you're not in Christ, you don't have eternal life. And that's what I'm trying to help somebody tonight. You need to get in Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. Hey, keep on reading, sir. Keep on reading.
These things
have I written unto you
that believe on the name of the Son of God.
Come on and read.
That ye may know.
That ye may. You see, this is something you can know. Yeah. You need to know this tonight. Mm-hmm. We don't go by feelings. Jesus said in John 8 in verse number 32, and ye shall know the truth, not feel the truth, because your feelings can deceive you. Hey, man, you can't go by how you feel, because you can feel like you're rich. Help me, somebody. No, you can't go by how you feel. You know, remember back in grade school, you saw that little boy and you felt like you wanted to marry him. Even pray God for you to marry him. Then as you got older, you saw him later on, he was toe up from the floor up, helping somebody. And you said, thank God for unanswered prayers. Amen. Amen, somebody. Because you can't go by how you feel. Your feelings are deceptive. You got to go by what you know. And what we know is the Word of God.
Amen.
Bible saying you can know. And Jesus is available tonight. Because in God's mind, God had a purpose. God said, I want to save you.
Yeah.
Therefore, God had a plan.
Yeah.
And that plan is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he calls you. He calls you to himself.
Yeah.
My friend, obey the call tonight. Because he has a place.
Yeah.
That place is in Jesus. I don't have time to deal with all that. But the Bible says, Ephesians 1 and verse number 3, all spiritual blessings are in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:10, the Bible says, salvation is in Jesus Christ. Paul said, therefore, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Jesus Christ. You come on and get in Christ tonight. Come on, because this was in God's mind. This was in God's mind. My friend, listen, don't drive away tonight. Don't leave here tonight and you're not right with God. That's a dangerous thing. Don't leave here tonight. I don't know how you got here, but don't leave here tonight without Jesus. Ooh, I almost went to another ABC. I almost went, ooh, it came to, ooh. Ooh, if I had time tonight, I tell you, don't leave here, A, in your Audi. B, your BMW. C, your Cadillac. D, your Daewoo. E, your Eclipse. F, your Ford. G, your GMC. Don't leave here. H, in your Honda, your Hummer. I, your Infiniti. J, your Jaguar. K, your Kia. L, your Lincoln. M, your Mercedes. N, your Nissan. O, your Optima. P, your Pontiac. O, your Pathfinder. Q, your Quattro. R, your Rendezvous. S, your Saturn. T, your Toyota. U, your Uplander. V, your Volvo. W, Winnebago. X, your Xterra. Y, your Yukon. Z, or your Zoom Zoom. Don't leave here tonight. Don't leave here tonight without Jesus Christ. You need the Lord tonight. Come on and say yes to Jesus tonight. What I need to do, Brother Pat? I want to follow God's plan. I want to be in the purpose of God tonight. I want to follow his plan. Therefore, you got to be in his place. And there's only one place, and that's in the Church of Christ. Come on and be saved tonight. Be a member of the Church of Christ. You can read that in your Bible. You can go to bed tonight knowing if death comes for you, you're in the right place. Because it's according to God's purpose, you follow God's plan. Come on and be saved tonight. You hear how Jesus died for you. He was buried, rose again the third day. Believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Luke 13, verse 3 and 5. Confess faith in the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then we'll baptize you in water for the remission of your sin. The water is ready. The baptizer is ready. Heaven is ready. God is ready to welcome you as his child. Jesus is ready to welcome you into the family. The Holy Spirit is ready to indwell within you by faith. The brothers and sisters of the church here are ready to receive you. My friend, come on. The only unreadiness is on your part. Why, my friend, having heard the word tonight, why reject this word? Remember this again. Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And it's the same words, my friend, that you reject are the same words that are going to meet you at the last day. Don't say no to Jesus. He said yes to you. Died on yonder hill. Died that you and I might live. Come on and say yes to him. You remember the body of Christ, you're going astray. Come on, get yourself back right with God tonight. The process of repentance, confession, and prayer. Or if you need prayer, we still believe the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Come on to the Lord tonight. We get a stand. Come on.
615.
615.
615. I know God's promise is true. For God's sake.